Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org, for Wednesday, March 19, 2008. Unknown gunmen kill a Palestinian man in Gaza while Israeli military bulldozers demolish homes in the southern West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian man from the southern Gaza Strip city of Khan Yunis has been reportedly shot dead on Wednesday by unknown assailants, medical sources revealed. The medics added that the victim has received a bullet to the head, leading to his instant death. Salama Al-Agha, in his 30s, was killed for reasons related to past family feuds between his family and another local family, local sources alleged. Immediately following the incident, a large number of Al-Agha family attacked and set fire to a home of a second family thought to be involved in the shooting. Palestinian police forces have been deployed on the scene to prevent any further deterioration. On Tuesday night, 12 residents were wounded, four seriously, when the Israeli Air Force fired missiles at armed Palestinians who had gathered near a local mosque in the northern Gaza Strip. The Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of the Islamic Jihad movement, stated that four of its members were among the wounded. The Israeli army confirmed the attack and claimed that the fighters were involved in shooting homemade shells into adjacent Israeli areas. In the West Bank on Wednesday, Israeli troops using military bulldozers stormed Umm Nazil and Biret village located to the south of Hebron city in the southern West Bank. The troops demolished four homes. Witnessing these events were international peace activists from the Christian Peacemaker Teams, CBT, who reported that three homes were demolished in Umm Nazil and one house was demolished in the village of Biret. The residents of both villages were mostly farmers and shepherds who have lived there for centuries. The Israeli state authorized construction of three settlement blocks in late 80s there. The settlers have been attacking the villagers regularly, often assisted by Israeli soldiers ever since. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, IMEMC.org. This report has been brought to you by Sam Banoura and George Ishmawi.